Parshas Achrei Mois Kedoshim. We have gone through another week of Avodas Hashem in this unusual fashion, and the feeling is that Hashem is just testing us to see, are we going to do things according to His will, even though we do not have the external environment to do it in, and we don't have the Beis Medrash, Beis Knesset, the regular, normal type of inyanim, getting together. And Baruch Hashem, I think we are all bringing special nachas ruach to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to say that no matter what state we're in, we're with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're working mechazik things, and like these shiurim are so special, special Erev Shabbos, we always try to mechazik Erev Shabbos Kodesh. And now we have even more of a reason to do it. Like I said, to show our appreciation of Shabbos Kodesh, we have even a little bit more time. We're doing less traveling around in the course of the day, so even more time to learn, and Baruch Hashem, we're taking advantage of it. So this parasha, Achrei Mois Kedoshim, Achrei Mois talks, starts off with Yom Kippur, and ends with the Arayis, the prohibited marital relations, and then we start with Kedoshim. Kedoshim starts off with Kedoshim Tiu, which is a mitzvah, to be Purushim Arayis Min Aveira. Rabban says to be Purush Bechlal, from physical pleasures, one should uplift himself. He shouldn't be guided by his physical drives. We have to do the things we have to do, but eating and all the other physical drives should not be a uncontrolled central part of our lives, even if we're doing everything with a Eidech HaReidus Hechsher. And afterwards it says Kibbutz Ve'eim, and Shabbos, and afterwards goes back to Avodah Zarah again. I want to share an idea from the Vilna Gaon I heard many times from my father-in-law, just to have a clear picture of our makeup. We have our Yetzer Tov, our Neshama HaKadosha, and together well we have the Yetzer Ra, but the Vilna Gaon splits up the Yetzer Ra to three head Yetzer Hara, which all the other Yetzer Haras are part of these three ones. There's a Yetzer HaTavoni, which means typhus, physical pleasures, which is guided by our body and its drives and its emotions, which drag us into the realm of taiva and takes it away from Avodas Hashem, possibly. Number two is the Yetzer HaKas Oni, from anger. That's the Yetzer of gaiva, power. When the Gaon one place says the desire to amass money is also shaykh to that, because money is made for us to have our needs, just like it's food to make us have our body's needs. But the over amassing and that desire constantly to amass more and more comes from the fact that it's a sign of power. If I'm the wealthiest guy in town, I'm the most powerful. That's the Vilna Gaon says in Bereishis. I'll call upon him. So that's the second thing. The Yetzer of Kas, which comes from Gaiva, building up our self image out of what really it really is, and making ourselves the center of the world. And there's a third type of Yetzer called the Yetzer HaLitzoni. Litzonis, it scoffs, it belittles things that have value, it gives the wrong value to things, and says the things that are most valuable, because there's Bohu and there's mitzvahs. The Litzana tries to make people look away from it, that Chas Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there, even if he is there, he's not really looking, I can do what I want. Those are three things. Taivas that come from the guf, from our physical body, and the kasana, which is coming from our ruach, from our spirit, the human spirit, the moon. Human is great, but our greatness is to subordinate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to make ourselves great independently, that I am great. And the Leitzani, which is connected the Neshama naturally guides us to Hashem, but connected that, there has to be always a counter force which takes us away from Avodas Hashem. So if you think of it, it fits in very nicely into the parasha also. We're saying, Dabel kol adas b'nei Yisrael matel lem kedoshim tiyu. When we're saying about Kedoshim Tiyu, which this whole parasha is really giving us an element of Kedoshim Tiyu, uplift yourself. Don't put yourself down into the realm of the Yetzer Hara. So number one is Yud Kedoshim Tiyu, like we said from Rashi and the Rambam, it's connected to the Taivas of the pleasures of Arayas, the pleasures of eating, physical Taivas. Uplift yourself. Don't make yourself just like another animal that goes after its physical instincts. That's step number one against the Yetzer Tavoni. Then Ish Imoi Vavati Ravisham Soisei Tishmoyu. This connects the second Yetzer Hara. We have the potential of the Yetzer Hara also, that Gaiva, which causes chaos. I don't want to be underneath anybody. I want to be the one who's running my life. And then we say, no, Olivi Mitiroi. It says that years of one's parents is like a year from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the most basic level of subjugating myself. How do I relate to my parents? To relate to my parents is somebody that have to serve me, and they have to take care of me, or do everything I can to follow their will and make them happy and take care of their needs. It's against a person's nature, even though it shouldn't be that way, because nature shouldn't be that we should have a karas tov to our parents. But the Yetzer Hara, that's from the Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer Hara tells us, no, I'm an independent person. They can't tell me what to do. Can't do this. Yeah. Now we say, no, subjugate yourself. That gaiva that you potentially have, adarava, focus on how much you have from your parents, and adarava, try to do what you can to do what is important to them, what is needed by them. Be mechaber them, be yorav and pneim. That's the type of, once again, be machnia myself, putting myself in the right position, and that's why it's equated to Yerushalayim, because that gives us a basic background for Yerushalayim, that I'm able to push down my gaiva, and other rabbis see there's people above me. The same thing with Shabbos Tishmoyle. Shabbos also, I have to, that desire, like we said before, the desire of amassing wealth is a desire that comes from this kasoni, this power-driven person. They have workaholics, they can't stop any second of their lives. And we, no matter what position we're in, we're able to just drop everything. That's the biggest hachnot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say about the great Baal Tzedakah, Moshe Reichman, Zichron Levracha, that he was involved in the biggest business deals, billion-dollar business deals, but his family testified that when it came Shabbos, there was no remnant of it. There was not a word spoken about that, just the Divrei Torah. And she is Tishbochus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a peace of mind. That's because the Shabbos was a day of recognizing, I'm not running the world. During the rest of the week, I can mistakenly think, I am the boss, I'm running the world. And Shabbos, I say, no, I'm not doing anything. The world is going on perfectly well without me, because Hashem is running the world. So that's Kibbutz of Aim and Shabbos against the Kasoni. That's why also, by the way, it's brought down in the Svarim HaKadoshim, that Shabbos, we have to be extremely careful to stay away from Kas. Kas, anger on Shabbos, is considered a type of Chil Shabbos in a spiritual sense. And the way we explain it now, it fits in very beautiful. Yet, the anger comes from the fact that I want things to be done my way. And if they're not done my way, then I get angry. And Shabbos is the time that I'm avatting myself completely. I'm just the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's running everything. I'm just passive. If I'm passive, then there's no reason to be close on anybody or in any situation. Come with that. We have to plan in advance to make sure Shabbos goes smooth without any tension. It's a Shabbos of Menucha. That's Menucha's a Shabbos. The Menucha comes from the fact that I'm not running the show. I let Hashem run the show, and then automatically I have peace of mind. And that's in Shabbi Tochen, it says that the Menucha, the Nefesh, that we could get all every day of our life, the peace of mind the person can get every day of his life stems from that, from the fact that he lets Hashem run his life. But as much as I want to run my life, it's impossible to have the menucha, and we do have the kas. So these are the two mitzvahs, imav of tiroi v'shabsoisi tishmoyoi, that are connected, subduing the kasoni. And then afterwards it goes to the avodah zarah, aftisnu elilim v'lekei maseichel itasalochem. That's the next stage. Avodah Zarah Kamavan is the Litzona, the one who's taking spirituality and not going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and going to the Elilim, to the idols that are just things that use spirituality to serve him instead of him serving spirituality. So he looks away from the truth of life of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the one I have to serve, and runs after things that will serve him. That is Litzoni. A koyach of not appreciating spirituality, which is the tachlis of a life, and just taking us away from that. Not even being involved in our taivas, not even in our COVID, just away from it. not giving the true value to Avodas Hashem. And being like it says, the Novi says, how can you go from a Be'er Mayim Chaim? Because Shmuel is a Be'er Mayim Chaim, is a wellspring. Like saying the brachas every day, Baruch Atah Hashem, you're a wellspring of all the good things we have in our life from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I leave that for Boyers Nishboim, from cisterns that are cracked, that all the water that goes in them, they just dry out. That's a Avodah Zarah. Person, he has a Yetzirah that gets them off focused and not give the value to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he deserves. Everything we have is from him. And go after things that have no value at all. That's the third Yetzirah. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael. And it's interesting, this is Dafka in the Parsha, in the Seder of Vayikra, which is the Seder of the Mishka on the Beis HaMikdash, the Ashrosa Shrin and Klal Yisrael. And when we have the Beis HaMikdash, we have the Beis HaMikdash. These psukim are not specifically to the Beis HaMikdash, but they are specific to our personal Beis HaMikdash that everybody has in his life, the Mishkan for Ashrosa HaShchina. And that's when the Torah is telling us of Gedoshim Tiyu Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem, make yourself like me Hashem, and then you'll be worthy of having yourself be your own Mishkan, your own Mokum Ashrosa HaShchina, own specific place to have a great Kivus Elokim Siyad Hashemayim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those are the three things we always have to focus on. Do I have it right? Do I have my body in the right perspective? Am I running after the drives of my body? Okdoshim Tiyu. No, I do have to eat and I have to do, I am involved in my physical pleasures. The need. And when I have them, I thank Hashem for them also. But it's not something that is driving my life. It's something that I could uplift myself above. And I could limit myself when it's not necessary. And together with that, yes, I'm an exalted person, but the fact that I'm exalted is not me. My kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore Adarabba, I can machni myself, whether to the appearance, or can be machni myself to subjugate myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos, when I just stop everything and I let myself open up my eyes to this beautiful world that Shabbos is running. Kamavan, not of Yitzhar, which today we don't have the Yitzhar of Yitzhar, but Leitzanus, we do have the Leitzanus of telling us, yeah, it's not so bad. If I'm doing Averis, everybody's doing Averis. I'm not taking my mitzvah seriously. That's the way everybody is. And just look away from it, not realize there's so much more that I can get out of this life, this Geshem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We met the three big mitzvahs, tchumim of mitzvahs that we have, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas, Chasodim. We vow about these three things also. Mitzvah Chasodim refers to having attack on our guf, our body, instead of being involved in my selfish indulgence, filling my body, filling my needs, Gemilas Chasodim, caring for others. I mean, a person can be a Kodesh in any one of these tchumim. In Gemilas Chasodim, a person can be a Kodesh alien. I know people that they had nothing for themselves in their entire lives. They were running after other people to try to help them. I was close with she was in heaven, Rav Salma, and his wife, the Rebbetzin. She was so weak. She was a Holocaust survivor, and she had half of one lung working. And she'd run around the whole day just to help Andiyim. There was somebody she knew that was needed something, and it snowed outside, and there was no way of getting to them. She walked a long time. Sakonas Nefashis came out. But she was on such a level that, Adarabba, she purified herself to use her body, her physical things, not focus on herself, focus on other people. And connected the gaiva, we have avoida, to also, avoida Hashem means that I don't, every little thing I need in life, I bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether it be my health or my panosa, my spirituality, that's Shmon Esrei. We're saying, Hashem, I'm an Eved in front of you. I have nothing of my own. I need everything from you. That is the act of Hachnor. That's why it's called Lavodas Hashem. I make myself into Eved Hashem by Shmon Esrei. We have special opportunities now to daven Shmon Esrei, not in the regular minyan, in a different setting. The change, in some ways it's harder to daven, but other ways the change can make it easier if we look at properly and look at the whole world, and we see the world is out of our hands, out of anybody's hands. Nobody knows what's going on. Yes, I'm giving the world back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the third thing is Torah. The Torah, the more we involve ourselves in Torah, the more we bring out and clarify for ourselves the true value of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our personal connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah HaKadosha. That takes away the Leitzanis. Leitzanis says, Torah learning is worthless. Rachmana Leitzan, people that don't appreciate Yiddishkeit, they think, what are these people sitting around the whole day learning? And we realize that the Torah keeps the world going. The Torah will stop for 1 second, the world will cease to exist. That's what the Gdei Yisrael are pushing so much, that we have to make sure that even though we don't have a regular storm, make sure we are learning, make sure our children are learning. And so essential, Tinokim Shebeis Rabim, till the older people, we all, Yitzhak Hashem, will take advantage of this period of time to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not in my regular set. I can't do my regular Torah, not my regular Voidah, not my regular Gemilas Chasodim. But I'll find a way to focus on these three things. In the Gemilas Chasodim I can do, like we said, whether it be my tefillahs, my telephone calls to other people, or giving them a financial help, whatever it may be. And my Torah, to make sure my storm are in place, and my tefillahs, my Voidah in place. So we do so, Mir Tzashem, where the Bechina of Kedoshim Til will be uplifted. And if we're close to Hashem, uplift ourselves, Yitz Hashem Mizecha to great Hashuas Hashrina, like we said in this parasha. This is a parasha of Hashuas Hashrina. We have Hashuas Hashrina on ourselves and our families, which will watch over us from any tzorach Chas V'Shalom and bring all the Yeshuas to all of us. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
That we get out of the ice kitchen, and then there's something, and then all of the ice chips comes in.